Act 3, Scene 1.
I must see my Cecily again before I leave. Ah, there she is.
I just came back to water the flowers. I thought you were with Uncle Jack.
He went to order the carriage.
How nice. Is he going to take you for a drive?
No, unfortunately. I'm not going for a pleasant drive in the countryside. I'm going to the train station. Your Uncle Jack is sending me away.
How cruel. We've only just met. I'm upset with Uncle Jack.
The carriage is at the door, sir.
Can it wait, Merriman, for 5 minutes?
Yes, miss.
I hope, Cecily, that you will not be offended if I tell you honestly that you're an absolutely perfect female.
Thank you for your honesty, Ernest. Allow me to write your words in my diary.
Do you keep a diary? I'd love to look at it. May I?
Oh, no. It's simply a young girl's record of thoughts and feelings. When it's published, I'll be happy to give you a copy. But, Ernest, please continue dictating. You've just said absolutely perfect female. I'm quite ready for more.
Cecily, from the moment I met you, I've loved you wildly, passionately, hopelessly.
Oh, not hopelessly. Wildly and passionately are quite acceptable, but please don't say hopelessly.
The carriage is waiting, sir.
Tell it to come around next week at the same time.
Yes, sir.
Uncle Jack will be annoyed when he hears you're staying till next week.
I don't care about your Uncle Jack. I don't care about anybody in the world but you. I love you, my sweet, wonderful Cecily. Will you marry me?
Of course, you silly boy. We've already been engaged for 3 months.
3 months? How is that possible? I'm confused. How did we become engaged?
Well, ever since Uncle Jack told me he had a problematic younger brother, you've become the main topic of conversation between myself and Miss Prism. When a man is talked about so much, he becomes very attractive. You feel there must be something special about him. Perhaps it was a little foolish of me, but I fell in love with you, Ernest.
And when was the engagement actually finalized?
I remember it perfectly. It was on the 14th of February under this old tree. After a long struggle with myself, I decided to accept you and bought this little ring in your name.
Did I give it to you? It's very pretty.
You've got excellent taste, Ernest. You also gave me this pretty box. This is where I keep all your wonderful letters.
But my sweet Cecily, I never wrote you any letters.
There is no need to remind me of that, Ernest. I remember very well that I was obliged to write them myself, often 3 or 4 times a week. I must tell you that they're beautifully written, especially the ones written after I ended our engagement.
But why did you end it? What had I done?
Every serious engagement must be ended at least once. But don't worry, I forgave you a few days later.
What a perfect angel you are, Cecily. Will you promise that you'll never end our engagement again?
Never, my dear romantic boy. Now that I've met you, I could never end it.
My darling.
Of course, there's the question of your name. It's always been my deepest wish to love someone whose name was Ernest. There's something in that name that inspires absolute confidence.
But could you not love me if I had a different name?
What name?
Oh, any ordinary name. Algernon, for example.
Oh, no. I don't like the name Algernon at all. But it would be the same with any name. If your name wasn't Ernest, I might admire your character. And even your handsome face. But I wouldn't be able to give you all my love.
Cecily, my darling, I wish to ask you something. Is Reverend Chasuble experienced in all the rites and ceremonials of the church?
Of course. He officiates at weddings and other ceremonies. But isn't it a little soon to...
What about christenings?
Christenings too. Reverend Chasuble officiates at all the weddings and christenings in this village.
I must see him at once on an important matter. It won't take more than half an hour.
Couldn't you make it less? Considering we've been engaged since February and have only just met, half an hour is rather a long time to be parted.
My darling, I'll be back very soon.
What an impetuous boy he is. I must describe his proposal in my diary.